Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my Blog Talk Radio show, Live Your Music. I'm Margot Joy Denader, and I'm broadcasting from Marin County, California. I'm happy and excited to have Carl Stedman as my guest for today's show. Carl Stedman is an inspirational and motivational speaker, a singer and songwriter, and a martial arts instructor who serves as a teacher of peace and self-empowerment. Carl was born in Merseyside, England, in a small town next to Liverpool. It seems Carl was born to self-empower and then help others do the same. In a wheelchair from the age of 8 until 11 with a rare hip disorder, it didn't stop him from starting a long, hard path of Shotokan karate. Carl's teaching methods have changed greatly since he had a huge shift in consciousness in 2005 and changed the name of his club from the Liverpool School of Martial Arts to the Harmony Center. Carl became a singer and songwriter at the age of 46. With his unique voice, he is often compared to Rod Stewart and does tributes to the legendary rocker. He recorded his first music CD in 2008. Carl tours as a one-man show telling his life story through his songs. One show he's very proud of was a peace concert where he opened for the famous scientist Dr. Emoto, who Carl gives a lot of credit for his own shift in consciousness. Carl's new CD, The Greatest Me, which was produced and composed with Peter Nelson, is for children. Carl will tell you that his intention is to bring people together. No matter where you come from, what you do, or what faith you believe in, he believes we all have a champion inside and we all have a story. He just wants to inspire you to go for your dreams and to never, ever give up. Welcome, Carl.
Hi, Margot. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's great to have you on. I just am so excited to have you on the show and to talk to you about your story and how you got to where you are today, and then also to play in a little while to play a montage of songs from your new CD.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm very, very excited for people to hear the songs and especially to get them out there to empower children. We're very excited about it.
Oh, I know. I love the idea of empowering people and empowering kids both. And when I listened to the songs, that I realized that it was empowering to me as well. It's like there's a little kid inside of all of us as a grown up, and that little kid inside of us can be just as empowered by the songs as the kids can. So I think it's awesome.
Yeah, thank you. I'm really excited. And my friend and awakened composer, Peter Nelson, this has been on his mind for quite a few years.
Carl? Are you there? Oh, Carl dropped. He's on a cell phone, and so hopefully he'll be calling back in just a second. But I just want to say while he's calling back in that the songs that he has created with Peter Nelson are so inspiring, and I am so looking forward to having a chance to play them for you. So back...
Margot, I apologize.
There you are.
As I was saying, sorry about that, but Peter has been doing adult music for a long time, but he really wanted to do a children's CD. And then we met about 2 years ago at a conscious retreat. And once we met, we realized that we both had the same purpose in life, which is to empower and inspire. So we got together, and Peter wrote most of the songs on the album, and he said I was the person to take it out into the world. So I'm very excited to do it. Yeah.
Well, you know, I really believe that that's true. I don't know Peter yet, but I do know you from meeting you on Facebook, and I've seen your posts on Facebook and how positive you are. And the people listening can see the pictures of you teaching and singing and recording, and also of the picture of you with George there. And I love that picture with you and George. Can you tell us a little bit about George and that picture?
Yeah, George is going to be coming to do the children's shows with me. So George is a little young lad of 8 and 9 who totally understands how amazing he is. So he's going to be inspiring the children and singing a couple of songs as well. So I think children can relate to that more rather than if I'm just on stage for 1 hour. Because I teach at the Blaisdell Montessori schools, I've been teaching children for years, and it's very, very hard to keep their attention for an hour, so you've got to give a bit of variety, and so George has come on the scene.
I see. You know, and our son's 26 now, and I remember when he was really young, and the first thing that he really liked watching was Sesame Street, and it was really beautiful the way they did it. I didn't understand how great Sesame Street was till I had a child of my own and saw how they do it. But they have the puppets, they have a little bit of people, they have, you know, just various clips of things for the kids,
yeah.
And that's great. And I love the picture I saw on Facebook. I don't think I shared it in the slideshow, but the one where you've got, you're singing to the kids outside, and are they dancing, or? Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny, a friend of mine many years ago called me the Pied Piper of Children, and I only really, really realized it about 4 or 5 years ago, that for some reason, children really resonate with me, and they surround me. I'm at a party, and my wife will try and pull them away, like, give them a bit of space, so it's probably because I'm a big child of heart as well, you know. And so I realized it is my gift and it's what I want to share with the world. And as you read in my bio, as a young man, I was extremely disempowered. And then I started karate and I became self-empowered. And then after my shift in consciousness, I started to understand how children can be so disempowered, especially these days with the games that they're playing and everything is going into the subconscious mind. And as we know from the time it's...
Oh, Carl, I think I'm losing you again. Are you still there? Well, Carl's dropped again. And while he is getting back online, I just want to say that it really is true that we all need self-empowering and we all need this inspiration. And so it really is a great way to empower us by having these songs. So, hi, Carl.
Hi, Margo. Sorry about that.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and play the songs now and then the montage, and then we can talk about that after, okay?
Fabulous. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Here we go. It's only 2 minutes and 53 seconds, but there's 4 different songs that you'll get samples of in this montage.
I feel it pick you up. Feel it lift you up, the attitude of gratitude can lift you up to something new. The attitude of gratitude is tried and true. The attitude, the best friend that the world could ever see. Is in the faces smiling back at me. So much to do, so much to see, so many things just waiting for me. Voice in my heart is singing a song. This beautiful day is smiling away. It's calling to me and I'm ready to play. Voice in my heart never been wrong. So I'm singing along. Besides who you are, who decides
playlist name. You're sharing your toys, and they're not playing fair. And people just act so mean, like they don't care. They need love, 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 love. Love is a smile, love is the sun, love is a friend to listen, laugh and play and run. Love is a thought to think who you are, you're fixing the world. When love is in your heart,
Carl, I love the four samples of the songs, and I can't wait to hear the whole CD. There's seven songs on the whole CD, right?
There's 11, actually, altogether.
Oh, 11. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Actually, there's 11, and there's some bonus tracks with George and I singing as well, together.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, so there's about 17 on it altogether.
Wow, I can't wait to get a copy. I really can't. I just love it. And, you know, Rod Stewart has always been one of my favorite singers. I just love that raspy voice of his. And your voice does remind me a lot of him. You've said that you do tributes for Rod Stewart, right?
I do, yeah. It's funny. It was years ago when I first done my first CD, The Diary of an Uneducated Man. I would sing my own song, and people would say, "You sound just like Rod Stewart." And it was funny because I'd been singing his songs, but I hadn't been doing tributes to him. But now I do the tributes because he's brought the Great American Songbooks out, and I do a lot of the Great American Songbooks as well, with the old songs, you know. So, yeah, he's done some amazing songs.
Yeah, that must be really fun, too, to do that.
It's fabulous. But going back to the CD, The Greatest Me, Margot, the fabulous thing about this is it's done with the 432 frequency. And Pythagoras actually was credited with the birth of 432 many, many years ago. And Mozart used the same frequency. So it actually does something to you. It brings peace to you. Without going into the scientific details of it, I mean, people can Google it, but if you do Google the 432 frequency, it's a very, very powerful frequency that the music industry stopped using in the mid-50s. And we won't get into any conspiracy theories here, but if you check it out, you'll see the profound difference in what and how it makes you feel when you listen to music that is done with the 432.
That's fascinating. I didn't know what that was when I read it in your bio, and now I wish I had left it in the bio.
I know that most people don't, Margot. And it's so, when you do look into it, it's extremely interesting. And if you play the music at home, you know, there's a lot on YouTube as well, different CDs with it, but there's none actually been made for children with this. And children, as we know, children are the future, you know. So
along with
the affirmations, we think it's leading edge. So we're very excited about it.
Well, I remember Louise Hay talking about even maybe singing your affirmations. And I remember thinking that that would be wonderful because singing, you can do the songs over and over again. And I've written lyrics for two songs that go with my book, The Art of Living a Life You Love, and the first one's called Imagine. It's about imagining your life the way you want it, and the second one's called Believe, and it's about believing that you can live a life you love and that you can believe in yourself, believe in your dreams, and believe you get to decide what songs you'll sing, and the songs being the music that you hear calling you, which you're doing. And it's just so wonderful, though, that this CD is out there for parents to have their kids listen to. I remember when our son was growing up, I used to make tapes back then at first and then CDs for him to listen to as he was going to sleep, and started out with Disney Babies music and then worked into Beatles and Beach Boys songs and other songs like that. And so he always went to sleep with music. And this would be a really great one for kids to listen to as they're getting ready to go to sleep, don't you think?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely, Margot. And it's funny you mentioned Louise Hay. I met Louise Hay about five or six years ago in Toronto. What a beautiful woman. What a beautiful woman she is. And she's been the leading edge of thought for a long, long time now. She's the pioneer of New Age, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned in my bio about Dr. Emoto. Yeah, I was very proud. Peter and I both opened for Dr. Emoto for a peace conference. And I mentioned again, too, that he was a part of, to help me in my shift in consciousness, that everything truly is energy. And when you, if people Google Dr. Emoto, it's profound how thoughts affect things, because everything is energy. Thoughts and feelings affect everything. And you know that, obviously, you know. And,
well,
and the more
I'm
you look into this, it's amazing.
Yeah, I'm familiar with Dr. Emoto's work, and I've seen the crystals and what the water looks like when you put love, the word love on it versus the word hate, or, you know, it's just amazing the differences. And you really think about it, that, as he said, that our bodies are made up of so much water, that, you know, what is happening to your body when you're thinking those words?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and the difference it makes when you think the powerful and healing words like love and joy and appreciation and gratitude. And I love that one of the songs had about an attitude of gratitude in there. That is so cool.
Yeah, it's we're very, very proud and very excited about where it's going. You know, because it's got a lot of so much wisdom in each song as well. And the children there, it becomes an affirmation, as you spoke about before, and it stays with them, you know, hopefully for the rest of their life, because children are so close to the source anyway, and it's life itself that takes them away from it. And as they get older, and of course the ego gets involved, and then and things that's going on in society, they get taken away from their true essence, because our true essence is, We create our own reality with every thought and feeling that we have. And it's up to us, because we now have the leading edge science with Dr. Emoto and the great work of Bruce Lipton, you know, with biology of belief. And this is what we should be teaching our children in schools. If not in schools, at least the parents, let the parents become aware so they can show the children this and keep them at that essence.
That's so true. Louise Hay has also said for a long time that why aren't we teaching children those things in school instead of just memorizing dates of when things happened, to teach them how to feel this way about themselves and about life and to stay connected to source. And I remember Wayne Dyer saying, too, I have some wonderful audios of his called What Do You Really Want for Your Children, and in those he talks about, too, the thing that's most important in life is how you feel. You know, you can't even learn if you're not feeling good. And so it seems to me that your CD of songs can help kids feel good, which will also help them be able to learn better.
Absolutely. Yeah, we feel so.
You know, the time is absolutely whizzing by, and we've only got about 10 minutes left. So I want to mention that, before I forget to, that next week I'm going to, on February 24th, my guest will be Arielle Ford, and we're going to be talking about her inspiring new book. It's called Turn Your Mate Into Your Soulmate, A Practical Guide to Happily Ever After. We'll be talking about that during the show. And I want the listeners to think about, as we're talking about the rest of our conversation here, what music do you hear calling you? What do you feel inspired to do? What gives you joy? Are you willing to let go of your limiting beliefs and let yourself live your music? I hope each of you listening will do your best to love yourself, love the people and animals in your life, live your music, and enjoy your time on this beautiful planet we call Earth. Oh, Carl, and thank you for all you're doing to help make it that way. I really appreciate it.
I'm loving it, Margot. I do it with joy, because I say when you awaken to the true essence of who you are, life is a joy, you know. And you're talking about what type of music you like, and I've got a, of course, I'm from the Liverpool area, and I was a bit young. I was very young when the Beatles were making it big. But interestingly enough, Dr. Emoto mentions the Beatles in his books as well. He mentions Mozart. He mentions other great composers. But he says the Beatles too, their music resonated with love. And if you think of nearly all the Beatles songs were about love, and the energy was so high, and I believe John Lennon and George Harris absolutely were very, very enlightened. Actually, someone lent me a book the other day and basically spoke about that. But their music, the love, it was a very, very high energy as well. So I had to put my plug in for the Beatles, being from Liverpool, you know.
Well, you know, I grew up loving the Beatles. The first two albums I ever bought were, one was the Beatles one and one was a Beach Boys one. And the Beatles were absolutely my most favorite of the two. But I realized just recently that listening to some of the old Beatles songs, you're right. I mean, it's about love, love me do. And do you want to know a secret? And it's about loving. And, you know, you're right. I've been listening to these high energy love songs of the Beatles while I exercise in the morning, and it makes me feel so good.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's fabulous. Yeah, it's all good.
I had no idea, though, that Dr. Emoto had talked about the Beatles. That's really interesting.
Yeah.
Now, tell us just briefly a little bit about how you got out of the wheelchair and into doing the karate. That seems like that's got to be an interesting story.
Yeah, well, what happened, I loved football, or soccer, as you say, North America, when I was a little boy. And so I was put in the wheelchair, got out at 11. I also had a walking iron on my leg for 6 months to a year. And then I couldn't do any sports until the age of, until I started karate, actually. I was 14 when I seen Bruce Lee. I come out of the movie theater extremely inspired. And the funny thing is too, and most people won't know this about Bruce Lee, but Bruce Lee also studied physics and like quantum, it's called quantum physics now, but he declared that he was going to be the highest paid Oriental movie star ever. So Bruce Lee tapped in to this thing that we talk about, the law of attraction. And this is why I speak about this a lot, because we do create our reality, and our belief changes things, and Bruce Lee got it. So anyway, I was inspired by Bruce Lee, and because I'd been so disempowered, I became quite fanatical in karate. I still teach and train to this day. I'm a fifth dan now, so I've been training for 42 years. I had a hip replacement 3 years ago. And but I believe that we achieve these things when we really believe it, you know. And that's all I want to do for the children.
And as Abraham Hicks says, and also as Louise Hay says, a belief is just a thought, and the thought can be changed, she says. And Abraham Hicks says, a belief is just a thought you keep thinking. And so it's so important to understand that we can change what we believe and to notice what beliefs are holding us back and limiting us, so that we can start replacing those with beliefs that empower us instead. And I love how you're being able to do it with the karate and also with your songs. That's a great way to, both of them, to be able to help shift those beliefs for the kids or people listening.
Yeah. Well, I believe in the next 50 years, Margot, that people will look back and that everyone then on the planet, I'm thinking 50 years, maybe even before, they'll look back and go, that's so strange. Only 50 years ago, people didn't understand that they were creating their reality by their thoughts, you know? The brain is like a supercomputer. But if a supercomputer's got a virus, it doesn't work properly. And as you mentioned, there are so many modalities how you can change this. There's tapping, there's psyche that Bruce Lipton talks a lot about. And the subconscious mind is what is going to control your life, no matter what. You say, I'm going to do that. If your subconscious does not believe it, and your subconscious is going, no, you're not. So you need to change them things, and there are ways you can do it. But it's being aware and conscious that you can do it, and these things are out there, you know, which is exciting.
It is exciting, and that's one of the things I enjoy doing with my coaching clients is starting to work with them and seeing where they have beliefs that they didn't even realize that were limiting them, and then gradually helping them shift those beliefs to empowering beliefs when they're ready. I mean, you can't do it before somebody's ready, but once they're ready, they can shift to the next belief and the next belief and the next belief. And the more that that happens, the more they're able to realize that they can do that, that they can change what they believe. And that's the really cool thing, is that beliefs aren't something permanent. It seems like they are, but they're not. And there's so much written about that. And I hope that we inspire people to start thinking about what they believe and start questioning any beliefs that are holding them back or making them feel bad or keeping them from being their greatest me.
Absolutely. And I'd say to the children as well, Margot, simply say, how do you feel when you think of something that's negative, not good? And they say, well, not good, of course. I say, of course, how do you feel when you think of happy things? Well, happy. And one good thought deserves another, which raises the frequency. And the more you can do that and raise your frequency, you become happier. You're just going to get more and more of the same thing. So I try and teach it dead simply with the kids, you know.
Mm-hmm. And that it's a choice. It's a choice what we're going to focus on. If we're going to focus on things that make us feel bad, or if we're going to focus on things that help us feel good. Like you said, focusing on happy thoughts. And oh, we've only got 2.5 minutes left. And I'm wondering if there's anything else that you want to say really quickly. Oh, and also we need to say your website is carlstedman.com. It's CarlStedmon.com, so that they can get more information there. But what would you like to say?
I would just like to say thank you for everyone who's listening, by the way, and who listens on a recording as well. And I want to say hello to my sister in England, who she's listening in before she goes to bed. But to be very conscious and understand that we are living in the greatest time of humanity right now, within the golden age, where we have the absolute leading edge thought and understanding that we really do create our reality, because we are energy. We are the essence. I mean, for some people say God. I was brought up a Catholic, but I do believe in a higher power. But we are the higher power, and even Jesus said, "Have I not told you, ye are God?" So no matter what religion, we're all the same. We're all part of this energy, and we're going to create the reality, because the mass consciousness is what creates on our planet. So if we live in fear, we're going to create that. If we live in love, the higher energy, we're going to create an incredible planet, and the children are the future. So we need to be very, very conscious about not just what we say to children, but how we act with children, because they don't learn by what we say. They learn by what we do. And let's be more conscious, especially. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. I totally agree with you. I'm so thankful that I got to have you on the show today. I'm so glad the internet started working and that your cell phone has stayed on for most of the interview.
It's stayed on,
yeah, we had to be creative about it since you couldn't get to your landline in time. But thank you so much for being on my show. Thank you so much for all the inspiration you share on Facebook, and also for this music. I am so excited about it, and I want to make sure that everybody looks at the newsletter, and also in the Facebook event we'll post links for how to get the songs.
Thank you so much, Margot. It's been a pleasure.
It's been just so much fun. I'm so thankful to have met you and to have had you on my show. You, as I said, you're living your music. Well,
thank you,
Margot. We're out of time. You're welcome. We're out of time, and I just want to say thank you, everyone, for listening, and please share the show with everyone so that they can get that music and we can get the kids all believing in love and happy thoughts. Have a great week, and I will be back next week. Thanks again, Carl, for being on the show, and bye
Thank
for
you.
Now, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.